And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today, I have Carol Wright with United Way of Eastern Utah to talk about one of their annual events, and it's the annual Day of Caring. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. So you have been preparing for this, and this is one of your big, huge events that you guys have.
This is one of our biggest events. This is our sixth annual one. This event started 6 years ago with approximately 100 volunteers and 10 projects. And last year, we had over 810 volunteers and 54 projects.
Wow.
And this year, we're pretty much scheduled for about the same. So.
Well, that's good. That's good. So this is going to take place on Saturday, September 10th. And you guys are starting early.
We start at 7:30 registration at Lynn's Fresh Market parking lot, where Dick Raich and his group have always graciously provided us a free breakfast.
Well, good. That gets you going.
Exactly. So
good,
you come down,
breakfast.
You have breakfast, we sign in, and then everyone goes off to their projects at approximately 8 o'clock, and then we reconvene at Washington Park for a barbecue lunch.
So tell me some of the projects that are scheduled for this time.
This year we are going to do a project at the Boys and Girls Club. We're going to do the Community Garden. That's been an annual event where we help them harvest and clean that up. And, of course, our big event has always been Wood Hill. The OHV and the walkers, they go up to Wood Hill and clean up up there, and the garbage is much less up there now. We're going to do the shooting range. We're going to do some painting at the Dino Park. A lot of weed and removal at senior homes and on some roadways.
Now, do you have room still for projects if people, for like the elderly, like you said, that needs help?
We do. We'll make sure that we get them done. They just need to call me at the office. We need volunteers. We need people to come out, which they've always graciously done, and come sign up and help us out for just a couple hours, and we get a lot accomplished.
So volunteers, it could be a family, it could be a civic group, it could be a sports team. I mean, this is your way of giving back to the community.
Exactly.
And helping.
Exactly. We need your help, and we appreciate your help.
So they can still get signed up. There's still plenty of time, and of course, you can come the day of.
Exactly. Just come that morning. They'll all be posted there, and there'll be project leaders there at the table to direct you where to go and take off and finish the project. It only ends up being 2 or 3 hours at the most, so it's a great thing for our community.
I think when you were one of my first interviews when I first started last year, and you guys, well, your group came and did my next door neighbor. He's an elderly gentleman, lives by himself, and they came, and I'm not kidding you, there was probably 8 people, and it was done like that quick.
That's what happens. We start serving lunch at 11:30 because people are so supportive that we get so much accomplished.
Yeah, they jumped out of that truck and they were done.
It just goes to show you that when a lot come together, what we can accomplish. It's really amazing.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right. So everyone, mark your calendars. The annual Day of Caring is going to be on Saturday, September 10th. Now, it's starting at 7:30 a.m. and you'll meet at Lynn's Fresh Market for a good, hearty, free breakfast to get you going. And then you'll go around and do various jobs, cleanup jobs. And then you'll all meet at Washington Park at 11:30 for a barbecue, also provided by Lynn's Fresh Market. So to register to volunteer or for any additional information, you can call my good friend Carol at United Way at 637-8911. So grab your family, grab your civic group, grab your teams, sporting teams to go out and help. It, like she said, it's only a couple hours, and it should be a good time. So again, that number 637-8911 for United Way. Carol, is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I just wanted to take a moment and thank all the sponsors whose without help we wouldn't be able to do this. Of course, Lynn's Fresh Market, Dick Raich and his crew. The city sanitation always donates dumpsters up on Wood Hill and out at the shooting range, and then they come pick those up. Price City comes around and picks up all the garbage after I give them the addresses and weeds and stuff of all the homes on Monday. The road department, Price Chapel's men's group, they always come and set up all the tables and take them down. Community Cares has helped us this year. You know, they put on the free Christmas dinner. So for those that are here in town, Peterson Chemical with garbage bags, the road department, Active Reentry, Carbon Food Bank, and Helper Steak is just huge in this. They joined us, I believe, 4 years ago, and they do all the cooking and stuff. And it just is, I'm just so grateful for all the support, because it really is, would be nothing without these people.
They have really, really helped this out. And like you said, it keeps growing every year.
Thankfully, we're very, yes, it is.
That's good. That's good. All right. Again, mark your calendars. Go out and help for the annual Day of Caring. It's Saturday, September 10th. It starts at 7:30. And you know, you want to be a part of this to get those good feel-good feelings. So, Carol, thanks for coming
by. Thank you.
This has been a Castle Country FYI.